Let's now take up the ratcheting up of tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Today, all but essential personnel in the U.S. embassy and consulate in Iran's neighbor Iraq were evacuated, and the State Department issued an advisory instructing Americans not to travel to Iraq because of high risks of terrorism, even though Iraq's prime minister says there hasn't been anything new that constitutes a threat to anyone. And yesterday, Major General Chris Geeka, the British officer who's deputy commander of the American-led coalition fighting the Islamic State, said he saw no increased risk from Iran, which earned him a rare rebuke from the Pentagon. Also this week, the New York Times reported on a plan to send 120,000 troops to the Middle East to counter Iran if necessary, which President Trump called fake news, although he then said, "Would I do that? Absolutely." And of course, last year, Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal and levied sanctions against Iran, even though all observers felt the country was abiding by the deal. Last week, Iran's president said unless a new deal was drawn up and presumably the punishing sanctions dropped, he would begin enriching uranium, which could be used to make nuclear weapons and was the thing the deal was meant to stop in the first place. Julian Zelizer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. And Julian, you help us put news in some sort of historical context, but is it too neat to say, as many are, this is 2003 all over again? This is like the run-up to the Iraq War.
It is, and I think President Trump himself has been back and forth. He's expressed, from what we have learned, a lot of resistance to entering into a military conflict. He has all the rhetoric and all the bluster, but he's pushed back in many instances and had nerves about Bolton himself for this reason. So it's not clear at this point where this is going. But the risk is there, and it's clear this is a buildup of tension.
Well, but there's also the why. And, you know, that's why people are looking at 2003. Allies are, you know, whispering that they are thinking of Iraq, because one of the players is the same, current National Security Advisor John Bolton, who was in the Bush administration and led that campaign to go to war against Iraq based on false claims of Saddam Hussein having weapons of mass destruction. There's sort of that, you know, you think of the parable you tell children, you know, if you lie one time or if you are false one time, you're not going to be believed. You cry wolf. Nobody's going to believe you the second time you cry wolf.
Well, unfortunately, some people think that doesn't hold anymore in American politics. But the question is, how does 2003 influence what happens now? Meaning the problems that emerged over intelligence and the misuse of intelligence or false intelligence in 2003, does that check the move toward unnecessary military force? But we have to remember, this is a president that doesn't have the traditional infrastructure around him of a strong cabinet, of strong policy expertise, and even basic standards of intelligence are not all in place. So it's not clear that the lessons of 2003 will be enough to overcome a potential drive toward using military force in the region.
We should say the White House is concerned. They say Iran encourages Shiite militias in the Middle East, arms Houthi rebels in Yemen. But that's been going on for years. And boy, Pentagon officials, it seems, are leaking like a sieve to the Times. One is quoted today as saying that even the sanctions were all about provoking Iran into an armed response. Why would somebody want an armed conflict now?
Well, look, Iran is not a good actor. And,
right.
And both parties agree on this, that it is a problem in the region. And so the question has been how to deal with it. President Obama put into place this package, which would allow the U.S. to monitor and inspect what Iran was doing with nuclear weapons. Trump went a different route, sanctions and no deal, and allow this to kind of move in that direction. But there is a faction that believes military force is the best way to eliminate the threat. And they believe it's a winnable war and they believe it will be quick. Again, echoes of the Iraq War. But that faction now has a voice in the White House, and Bolton is that voice. And
yeah,
So that's who's pushing for it.
Very briefly, I have about half a minute. Do you see, you know, people talk about Iraq. Do you see another time? Does this remind you of another time?
Well, sure, any time we go into war. Vietnam was a gradual ratcheting up based on false intelligence and misplaced advice. And so this could fall in that pattern. Again, the threat, though, might be more real in terms of the regime, but it's not clear there's a need for using force right now.
Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. Thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.